Life is a war. And much like any war, man encounters stiff opposition in life. Like all great wars that have gone down in the annals of history, the worldly strife that man lives through has its fair share of adversity. There are moments wherein you feel doubt grip your heart. There are moments when you acknowledge the possibility of defeat. These are the moments when you stare at great adversity. These are the moments that either make or break your fortunes in the war of life. Life is essentially meant to be a success story, and hence today we talk on ways to conquering adversity in life. We talk of ways to break through the barriers that stand before us as we seek superlative success in our lives. In order to conquer adversity, one has to first shed its fear. If you are afraid of something, there is no way in hell that you are going to face it with a resolute heart. Thus, the first thing to bear in mind is that in the face of adversity, fear is not your ally. It is your enemy. Another thing that the individual has to essentially bear in his mind is that he has to look at the whole situation in a positive way. He has to look at the adversity as an opportunity to prove himself. There is a saying that smooth seas never make skilled sailors. If you never face any adversity in life, you would never progress. You would never become mighty. Thus, the one thing to always bear in mind is that adversity is God's way of uplifting you to a whole new level. Thus, with all these things said and done, the obstacle still remains to be surmounted. The way to do that is through objective analysis and sheer perseverance. Whenever you are faced with any situation in your life, always have a contingency plan in your mind. How will you react? How will you counteract to any new development? Always consider the various outcomes of any given situation and prepare in your mind a contingency plan regarding the same. Take for an example that you have to reach for a job interview in an hour's time. How will you get there? What will you do if your vehicle breaks down? What will you do if there is traffic on the way? When you consider all these possibilities and make preparations at the onset, you will realize that you have indeed won half the war. However, the important factor to realize is that in the bid to take into account each and every single possibility, the individual must not lose hope. Many times it so happens that the mind wanders away in a stream of negative thoughts, and all that the individual can then think of is failure. Thus, it is extremely important to be positive and rational all through this process. Ultimately, perseverance is needed to achieve anything. Your chances of winning any war increase significantly if you can outlast and outlive your enemy. Ceaseless perseverance and tenacity gives us the drive to keep on going at it when all things seem to be beyond hope. In the end, we realize that our efforts to conquer adversity matter the most. It is our untiring effort and seamless determination that finally takes us to success. Thus, man must never give up or lose hope in the face of impending doom, for that is the only way that he could finally conquer it. Ultimately, when man comes to a point where he sees that he has indeed done all that he could on his part, he must essentially take a leap of faith. Man has to trust irrevocably in God to deliver him from the incessant strife of life. He has to pray to a greater power, for indeed there are things that truly are beyond his control. Thus, when man takes all the efforts on his part to ensure that he conquers the adversity that lies in his way, in the end, he has to trust God to lead him through the treacherous seas. And bear in mind this, that if you truly have the tenacity and the desire to overcome adversity, God on his part would only be too glad to help you out. Thus, in closing, to sum it up, I would say, that we all face adversity in our lives, and we have to overcome that adversity. We have to come out on the other side as victorious knights emerging from a hard-fought battle. We can do so, and we will do so. All we have to do is be resilient and keep the faith. Thank you.